This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. After decades of bigger being better, this is clearly the week that corporate America said, nope, we are going the other way. A couple of days ago, it was General Electric saying it's going to split itself up. Today, Johnson & Johnson, also Toshiba. The specifics vary, right? Whether they're splitting into healthcare or aviation or electronics companies. The common thread, though, is that all three say they are aiming for a more focused corporate structure. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more on that one.
These big corporations are saying their new, smaller companies will be more flexible, responsive, targeted. That's a new way of thinking about successful business.
Going back to the 60s, there was sort of this conglomerates were all the rage.
Jared Harford is a finance professor at University of Washington.
And this idea that if you were good at managing one thing, you were good at managing other things.
Consumers believed that too. A buyer who is content with their GE fridge purchase might have turned to GE when shopping for a digital camera. But our digital devices and new platforms and direct-to-consumer sales have changed brand loyalty, says Dipanjan Chatterjee, an analyst at Forrester.
As consumers, we also are willing to experiment much more with new companies.
Companies, Chatterjee says, that are single-minded. Think Allbirds shoes or Third Love bras.
Perhaps we are saying, hey, when it comes to companies, when it comes to brand, small is beautiful.
And small is beautiful might also be a way to appeal to shareholders, says Jay Brown, a law professor at the University of Denver.
We have a crazy, wild stock market that just keeps increasing every single day.
Brown says companies are under tremendous pressure to perform. Shareholders might not be impressed with meager corporate stock growth when others are rocketing upward.
The individual pieces are a bit more agile and can respond to market forces.
Brown says he could see corporate breakups becoming more of a trend, but he says each company should make sure that's really the right choice and that they're not just following the competition. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.